Noise of Carpet Radio, specializing in indie noises of the 1990s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. It's the Noise of Carpet here today from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Thanks for joining me. A couple of songs there. That was Jail from their Murder Records EP of 1995, a song called Wash My Hands. That sounds like 1995 for sure. And before that, you listened to a band called The Cinch with Kathy, Mark, Matthew, Cece, and Jen on vocals and percussion from Vancouver. So a band's called The Cinch, and the song's called French Maid from their EP from 2002. Snuck that one in. So thank you and welcome to Noise of Carpet, our weekly toe-dipping into the music of the 1990s and the time of hope. The Berlin Wall was down, Nelson Mandela was released, and scraggly, uncostumed types making great music for a generation that was now defined and labeled with the help of our local boy, Doug Copeland. Let's see. And we were also, at this time, we were unencumbered by digital distraction in the 90s. Personal musical selection was a cultural value. You had to buy it or source it to hear it. So the meaning of your choice held a significance that is now lost. What are we going to do today? Well, we got some new music from a couple of bands called Patio and the Julies. And we're also going to kind of a couple of maybe some off-the-cuff stuff. We'll see how the afternoon goes. And we'll sort of dip into some Generation X anthems, songs that sort of started ended up the 80s, ended up in late 80s and starting into the early 90s. They kind of were linchpins or often quoted as being sort of a start of the 90s, the indie music scene. So that would include Dinosaur Jr., maybe a little bit of Sonic Youth, and maybe some Superchunk. But to start things off today, we are going to head over to England with a band called Moonshake and a song called Seance. It's from their Big Good Angel CD from 1993. So thanks for listening and welcome.
Feel her.
from 1995. There's Chibomato from Japan. And someone other than me, maybe the quietest, to describe this group and this record, Viva La Woman, as food-obsessed avant-rap record that dared to be ridiculous at a time when full-throated earnestness was shipping millions. It's their debut, kind of kitschy club music, I guess you could call it, from 1995. And before that was Moonshake from 1993, a song called Seance. And Moonshake is, I forget it, maybe Margaret Fiedler went on to form the band Leica, which has some more interesting trip-hop sounds from the 90s, which we'll play some other time in the future on this show. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Community Radio Society, running until, next week. There's a Took Craft Fair community event and fundraiser on December 1st from 6 to 10, and on December 2nd and 3rd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Western Front in East Vancouver. It's featuring over 40 BC-based artists, craftspeople, designers. Join us to find unique textiles, ceramics, accessories, stationery, and home and body products to cherish or to gift to a loved one. So again, the Western Front, Google them. I don't forget what the address is, Mount Pleasant, but it is famous for hosting the Young Marble Giants back in about 1980. So let's get into some anthems here. So the first song we'll play is by a band called Dinosaur Jr. They started in the mid-80s, Jay Maskus, Lou Barlow of Future Sebado, after he was kicked out of the band after probably this record in 1998, and another fellow, I don't remember his name. So this song is Freak Scene. It's about them sort of breaking up, and it's the third album recorded at Fort Apache in Boston, and we will get into that studio at some point as well. So from Massachusetts, so this song is described, Jay Maskus is sloppy virtuosity and croaky vocals. The guys are splitting up here, and Kurt Cobain is famously influenced by this band. They used to be called Dinosaur, but some rock supergroup called Dinosaurs, had their lawyers give them a call, so they added Junior to the moniker, much like Charlatans and The Beat have done as well. So this is Dinosaur Junior's song called Freak Scene, and from 1988, and then we'll move on into some Sonic Youth after this. So this is 1988. Have a listen to the sounds, and maybe if you can, listen back to two or three songs ago for Jail from the East Coast, that would be on Sub Pop eventually, and see if you can see any similarities. So again, here's Dinosaur Jr. on Noise of Carpet, CGSF 90.1, cgsf.ca.
kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? Cause when I need a friend, it's still you.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
So that was Dinosaur Jr. with Freak Scene. There's a little harmonies in there, some nice melodies, and a bit of guitar jangle. That's what we like, and that's what ended up happening a lot more 5, 6, 7 years after that. That's 1988. Next song, let's go into Sonic Youth territory. Juno McGuff does not approve of Sonic Youth. It's all noise, she says, in the movie Juno. To Jason Bateman's creepy character. But is it noise? I don't know. Like this one, this is a classic, and again, often cited as an intro into the 90s and a generational anthem. The song's Teenage Riot. These are known as, Sonic Youth's known as white noise terrorists, and this album and this song. We've got Kim. Whenever Kim sings, it's fantastic. Not a huge fan of Thurston these days, but anyway, that's life. Back. Let's just forget about that. So Kim has got some vocals in here, and this is an incendiary call to arms, they say. So this is Teenage Riot on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. So let's have a listen to this song.
Thank you.
The Jangle, that's fantastic. Sonic Youth Teenage Riot, especially a favorite of people that aren't huge Sonic Youth fans, but thank you, that sounded fantastic. On CGSF, the noise of carpet.
This is Leticia speaking from Stereolab. Hey, you're listening to
The Noise of Carpet on
CJSF
90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. There's Leticia. She's playing with her new band in March. We're going to go through the gig listings in a little while here. And in March, I believe, at the Fox Theater in Vancouver, Leticia and her new band. That's great. So let's move on to another one, another anthem. Superchunk, who are also playing here, I think, in February. Band from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which was part of a scene. I think he, Mac from the band, started a label. I think it's Merge Records, off the top of my head. And anyway, so the description in the Guardian article about Generation X anthems went like this. So the song is called Slack Motherfucker from 1989. Originally used to describe draft dodgers in the U.S. during the First World War, the term slacker, as is currently understood, was popularized by the first Back to the Future film. McFly, you're a slacker. Over the next decade, the tag became linked to indie filmmakers, including Richard Linklater, so a film called Slacker, and Kevin Smith, Clerks, and bands such as Pavement and Guided by Voices. Another early use of the term came from Superchunk, who, in addition to founding slacker rock powerhouse Merge Records, there you go, released this song, a scrappy gem that sees a disgruntled employee accuses boss of slacking off on the job in the strongest possible terms. So let's have a listen to this from 1989, heading into 1990. I've got this version from the Tossing Seeds compilation on CD from Merge Records. And yeah, I'll just challenge you to not sing this when you're walking around your office or your house and somebody's just not carrying the load. So this is Slack MF on CGSF 90.1 FM. And CGSF.ca, Noise of Carpet. Thanks for listening. Superset, here's Superconductor from Vancouver. Bet no one's played these two in a row before. The song's called Nobody's Cutie from Hit Songs for Girls. We'll be right back. Hit Songs for Girls, 1995, I believe. Oops, fade that down. Superconductor from Vancouver, Carl in that band with a bunch of guitarists. Saw them live at some point. It was quite fast and a lot of energy and very good. Love the cover of this album. Fantastic, as sort of a painting of a younger female in a frame in the middle, and this great cover. So well done, guys. Carl went on to Zimpano and flirted with South of the Border Success. I don't know if they're on Sub Pop, maybe. And came back to New Pornographers, and you know all about them and their success. So let's go through the... thanks for listening again today at CJSF. Let's go through the gig listings. Noise of Carpet approved gigs coming up in Vancouver, British Columbia. If you're listening to outside of this local area, you can always fly in for these. There are airplanes that come into the airport every day. Skinny Puppy's playing tonight at the Commodore, and tomorrow night, Skinny Puppy from Vancouver. Legendary. Depeche Mode Young opening for Depeche Mode tomorrow night. Rogers is Young Fathers from Scotland. They're exciting and good. We're trying to get them on today, but may not. Katie Tupper at the Fox on November 28th. Indigo D'Souza at the Hollywood November 30th. Actors, Dark Wave band from Vancouver. Actors at the Rickshaw December 1st. One of my favorite places in town. Always nice. And the big, burly, strong security guard is such a nice guy, too. Hannah Georges at the Hollywood December 7th. Vagabond at the Biltmore December 9th. Devendra Banhart, that freak folk fella, at the Commodore, December 13th. Keithmas at the Rickshaw. That sold out December 16th. Thievery Corporation is at the Harbor Event Center. Never been there. I think it's at the Convention Center December 28th. And selected bands coming to town in the new year. Sunny War, we've played her before on this show. And an open mic January 22nd at the Fox. Poolside at Hollywood February 3rd. The Kills at the Commodore February 6th. Superchunk there. With a band called Effed Up, because I don't want to have said the F word too many times today. Effed Up at the Rickshaw February 8th. Feist at the Commodore February 12th. Squid at Rickshaw February 24th. That new post-punk 2.0 scene out of the UK, Squid. I think they played last year but missed it. Ministry and Gary Newman at the Commodore March 3rd. Letitia Sadier at the Fox March 6th with her new music. Maybe play some Sarah Lab songs, I'm not sure. The House Band, we'll call them from now on. We don't say the S word anymore. Arlo Parks, Commodore, March 7th. Slater Kinney. And it's written down here as Sweater Kinney. At the Vogue, April 4th. So Slater Kinney there. Bar Italia, another post-punk outfit from the UK at the Hollywood, April 9th. Jose Gonzalez from Sweden, Orpheum, April 23rd, and Yard Act at the Rickshaw, June 7th. So it's a long time away. So those are Noise of Carpet approved bands coming up. And I know there's a whole bunch more, and there's tons of stuff going on in town. So the live music is back, and really enjoy. So let's move on here. Let's try this new band called Patio. They are from a New York City region, I believe. The song is called Routine. And I've listened a couple times. Sounds pretty good. Brand new on the playlist this week from Connor. So here we go. This is Routine from Patio on CJSF, The Noise of Carpet.
Burst through its cracks, I saw a digital landscape. How can it stay up when I feel so weak within this digital landscape? We'll be right back.
we're so bad apart, but worse together.
That sounds all right. That's the Julies with Heaven's a Dance Floor from Always and Always. I guess they're around. I just did a little bit of reading around in the 90s, so what? How would I know that? Anyway, that sounds okay. A bit of shoegaze revival there. The Julies, I think they're from the States. Before that, Patio with a song called Routine, which I enjoyed as well, Collection. Again, lots of jangle there, and I guess, I don't know. Do you like the jangle? I fall for it every single time. Whispery vocals, the jangle, that's my thing for sure. And so I know some people hate it. So anyway, thank you for listening today.
It's been the Noise of Carpet. I've got a request coming up for a Canadian band called 13 Engines. They, again, flirted with success south of the border in the 90s, had a lot of success in Canada, and kind of got... And we're going to talk about Canrock from the 90s at some point. We'll have a show or two or three or four about what happened, where it came from, the excitement in the early 90s, major labels chasing after anybody, and sort of broken dreams at the end, sort of by 97, 98, when things were wrapping up. But we'll get to that eventually. So this is a nice song called King of Saturday Night for my King of Fish Cakes listening to me in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Rod, thanks for listening again. So this is for you, King of Saturday Night. And he has just informed me that this show is number one in Asbestos, Quebec. So we are going to play for them. So anyone from Asbestos listening tonight, this one's for you and for you for Saturday night. So stick around for Radio Gotha, and maybe we will, if we have a few minutes, we might punish you with a little bit of boot sauce to wrap up the show, because how often do you hear boot sauce anymore from funk metal from 1990? So anyway, thanks for listening. Stick around for Radio Gotha, and this is 13 Engines on CJSF 90.1 FM, and also check out Noise of Carpet Radio on Instagram. Thanks very much. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
When he came home late, he wiped his bloody face. He heard her say, "Where is your crown? The King of Saturday Night." "Go ahead and laugh some more," he replied from the floor. "Tonight my match, and now I have to crash, but I'll be the king again next Saturday night." "When the lights went out, there were no shouts. When they closed their eyes, it was no cat that was in his past. So don't ever cross the King of Saturday.
Engines, because I think we've had a couple minutes left here, so I can squeak a little bit of Boss Hog in here from 1995, called, a song called Green Shirt. they're described as a full pelvic workout, and I was just moving my chair around a little bit here too. So yes, that's Boss Hog from New York from 1995, and this one goes out to Natalie. It's Master Stroke on CGSF, Boot Sauce from the Brown album in 1990. This one's for Natalie. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Shaking your old ass. The weekend went real slowly, yeah, a little, giving a little tea. I see now up and down like Casper, and I went, oh.